Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. Are you ready to celebrate World Read Aloud Day with your students? If you are, I've got 6 different activities that you can do to really bring the power of reading to life for your kids. What is World Read Aloud Day? It was founded in 2010 by Lit World, and it really brings millions of readers around the world together on one day to celebrate the power and the joy of read alouds, especially in the classroom. So what I want to do today is I have 6 different activities to share with you to help you celebrate World Read Aloud Day, which is usually the first week in February every year. So the easiest way to celebrate World Read Aloud Day is with an awesome read aloud. Find your favorite picture book or a couple of picture books to share with your class. Read aloud a chapter from a novel. Your students will be so excited to listen to a book in your classroom. Even your older, more independent readers still love being read aloud to and still benefit from hearing a read aloud. And this applies for any day of the year, not just World Read Aloud Day, but this is a great thing to do on this day in particular. And if you're not sure which book to choose, I have lots of videos sharing some of my favorite books to share in the classroom. So I will leave a link to all of those videos right here and in the description box down below. Feel free to check those out and pick one that you think would work great with your class. So the next activity that I want to share is called a story walk. So this takes a little bit of prep work ahead of time, but it's worth it, I promise. So a story walk is when you take the pages of a book and you laminate them on something durable, such as poster board, and then you set them up on wooden stakes. You create a path outside where students follow along to the different posts and read the book as they're outside, walking around, getting some fresh air. It's a really neat way to read a book that's different than the normal read alouds that we're used to in the classroom. And if the weather near you is anything like it is here in New England in February, being outside might not be the best idea. We get a lot of snow and ice and rain around this time of year. So you can also set this up inside the school building. Instead of putting the laminated pages on stakes, you could hang them up on the walls of the hallway. And each teacher can take their class on a walk through the hallway to read the book out loud. It's a little different of a way to get students up and moving while also hearing a story read aloud. And you can keep it up for days, for weeks, and students can check it out as they're walking down the hallway, maybe if they're waiting in line to use the restroom. That's a great way to incorporate more reading into their day. If you are able to do it outside, or if you do this activity later on in the year when the weather is warmer and a little bit more mild, you can invite families to come and check it out. You can add extra activities to go along with the story for students to complete as they read it. There's so many possibilities with a story walk. So I highly recommend trying one at your school. And another activity that you can do for World Read Aloud Day is to have guest readers come into your classroom. These readers can be family members, community members, the principal of the school, or even other staff members read to your students. And this doesn't have to be done in person. You could always set it up on the computer via a Zoom meeting. Either way, you can have a guest reader in your classroom. Your students will be so excited to hear from somebody else. You can even tease them leading up to the guest reader coming in by giving them clues about who it might be. That's when they'll really get into it and see if they can guess, are they right? Do they know who's coming in to read to them? You could even try to get an author to come in for World Read Aloud Day. And again, this can be done virtually on the computer so that it's not someone that actually has to come into the classroom. It's amazing how much bigger our world can be with the computer. So that's a great way to add more to your World Read Aloud Day celebration. Another way that you can celebrate World Read Aloud Day is with storytelling. So not only are you reading books that other authors have written, now is the time to get your students into creating their own stories. So I have a whole video all about different storytelling activities, which I will link right here and in the description down below. I have 6 different activities that you can download for free to get started with storytelling in your classroom. And storytelling really builds interest in books as well. It engages students in the power of the written word. So not only is it helping them with reading, but in writing as well. Some of the activities that I have for you include storytelling cubes. I also have a spin a story activity, as well as prompts in a jar. These are all different ways that you can bring storytelling into your classroom, especially on World Read Aloud Day. So make sure you check out that video and grab the download that goes along with it. Another way to celebrate World Read Aloud Day is with Reader's Theater. And that's a great way to really involve your students in the reading process. So with Reader's Theater, students are reading from a script and they are performing the story in front of their peers. So they could either do this in front of your own class, you could videotape it and share with other classes, or do it over a Zoom, but it's a really great way to get all the students involved in one story. Before they perform, they're going to practice reading and rereading their lines, and this really helps build their reading fluency, and it builds their confidence in reading out loud and sharing in front of others. And you could even take it a step further by adding props or costumes into this Reader's Theater performance. This can be a quick one-time, one-day event, or you can have students practice for a couple weeks and then have a really big performance for your class. This is something that students really get into and have a lot of fun with it, so I suggest trying it out with your class. If you're new to Reader's Theater or don't know what it is and you'd be interested in seeing a video all about it, let me know in the comments below and I can definitely create that for you. Another way to celebrate World Read Aloud Day is to read aloud with other teachers or students in other classrooms. So the first way to do this would be a read up activity. So this is when you get the whole school involved in World Read Aloud Day. And each class visits a teacher of the next grade level. So for example, if you have second graders, they would go visit a third grade teacher and the third grade teacher would read aloud a book to them. Now, once you get to the highest level of students, for example, the fifth graders, if they're the oldest in the school, they would go visit the teachers of the youngest students, for example, kindergarten. So this is awesome because it gets students to hear stories from another person and they're introduced to another staff member that they may not have met before. And those older kids will be really excited to see the kindergarten teachers again. And another way that you can read with other students in other classes is you could buddy read. This could be across the same grade level, or it gets really fun if you do it on different grade levels. For example, you could have fourth grade students buddy read with second graders. So that way, the fourth graders build that confidence of reading aloud to somebody else, but it's not necessarily as nerve-wracking as somebody that's their age. And those younger kids really look up to the older kids and just think it's the best thing ever when they get to visit with a bigger kid. So those are 2 different ways that you can get other people in the school involved in World Read Aloud Day. So I hope that you're ready to celebrate World Read Aloud Day with your students. I can't wait to hear all about it. Make sure you come back and leave a comment below letting me know what you're doing for World Read Aloud Day. I can't wait to see. The best part truly is connecting with your students through books. It's such a powerful thing that you can do in your classroom. And this doesn't need to be just for World Read Aloud Day. These are things that you can do throughout the year in your classroom to really celebrate books. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.